Ted Venson, Fithian, Illinois.
Ted, if you could tell me a little bit about your operation there in Fithian and what you grew this season and how the weather's been.
Well, this past year we had about 1,300 acres in a corn-soybean rotation, 60% corn and 40% soybeans. We've got 20 beef cows that are Angus. And for the most part, the weather was not super conducive. We had below average rainfall in the summer months and above average temperatures.
Well, you were one of the Reach for the Stars American Soybean Association John Deere winners this year. Could you tell me how you used the John Deere Precision Farming package that you received as one of the winners this season?
Well, one of the main things that we did was we were able to map all of our fields out at planting time. We were able to map the different hybrids and soybean varieties that we planted. We used the auto steer to plant both the corn and the soybeans. And then we used the yield monitor for both the corn and soybeans on the combine. And we also used the auto steer capabilities to harvest soybeans. And then we also are planning on using the auto steer to put on our anhydrous ammonia later on this fall.
Well, what have you learned this season about precision farming from this experience, especially related to your previous experience with precision farming?
Well, the previous experience we had was not a whole lot. We didn't have a yield monitor. We didn't have auto steer or anything like that until I was able to win this contest. It can be frustrating, but when it does work, it's tremendous technology and one that you really can't do without after you've had it.
Would you say that precision farming has saved you time or money this season? And if so, how?
Yes, definitely. It saved both time and money. On the time side, when you plant with auto steer, you get straighter rows and, you know, not having to use row markers to guide you on your next pass. It's faster to cross waterways and things like that, less stressful. Then on the money side, less fuel was used when we combined the beans because you're always taking the full header width cut on the soybeans when you're using the auto steer, so you're always taking a full header width, so it definitely saves some fuel.